Construction crews are installing two temporary steel bridges in downtown Middlebury. Earlier this year, the Vermont Agency of Transportation said two spans that allow trains to pass under downtown were deteriorating too rapidly to stay in place until a planned replacement project is completed in 2020. As VPR's Melody Baudette reports, the town is getting a taste of what the future construction will mean for the downtown.
Over two weekends, a construction company demolished the crumbling concrete bridges and began installing the temporary spans. First, Main Street was closed to traffic, and the following weekend, Merchants Row was blocked off. So for this week, all traffic has been rerouted to a different downtown bridge that crosses the railbed and Otter Creek. The road closures have meant that cars and pedestrians have had to find new, sometimes longer, routes around town. But Middlebury's project liaison, Jim Gish, says the traffic tie-ups are almost over and the temporary bridges will lead to a safer downtown.
So from a public safety point of view, both above the roadway and below it, I think it was the right decision to put the temporary bridges in. And I would say that an unexpected benefit is that it gave the town a taste of what this construction was going to be like and to prepare with that knowledge in mind for the big project.
The big project is the planned 10-week closure of both roads in 2020 as a new rail tunnel under the downtown is installed. For the next two construction seasons, crews will work on improving drainage and lowering the rail bed. The $52 million project had been scheduled to begin this year, but opponents asked the state to pursue more environmental review. Now, the Federal Highway Administration has approved the project, and construction is set to begin in the spring. And Gish says future traffic disruptions won't happen for a few years.
This is the worst it's going to be until the summer of 2020. There was this conception that this project was going to be 3 to 4 years of complete disarray and disruption downtown. That's not the case.
But some businesses say even the short construction project hurt during the busy summer season. In addition to the road closures, the bridge installation led to the loss of some parking spaces, so the town is running a free shuttle bus to lots further away. But Becky Dayton, owner of the Vermont Bookshop, says business is down.
If we have 50% losses in a 6-day period for this short shutdown with the temporary replacement bridges going in, I can't imagine what it's going to look like for 3 months.
Dayton says she's concerned about the impact of the planned 10-week closure. But down Main Street, away from the construction, Dan McIntosh of 4th and Goal Sports says he hasn't seen a downturn.
We've actually been really busy. There seems to be a lot of tourists in town, a lot of college people.
Cotton candy?
Yeah.
Now we're going to go for pizza.
We thought summer night, the street's closed anyway, let's throw a block party into it all.
Karen Duguay of the Better Middlebury Partnership says her organization wanted to get people downtown, so this week they threw a party. Kids wearing plastic hats climbed on an excavator and colored the streets with sidewalk chalk, while businesses stayed open late for shoppers.
I found in my time being downtown, there's a lot of people out and about trying to support the merchants. Since the two bridges have come down and the temperatures have gone up, I find town to be actually really pleasant without traffic and a lot of people up and down the streets and shopping. So what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of support in the community, which is great.
And it's almost over. Traffic will be moving over the temporary Main Street Bridge on Saturday, and Merchants Row will open a week later. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette in Middlebury.